In 2013, I did a lower 48 big year. One of my goals was to see every species of chickadee in that one year. That meant I had to head to the Chiricahuas in Arizona to see the Mexican chickadee. I didn't get to the Chiricahuas until November 23rd. I'd made arrangements to stay for 2 nights at the legendary Cave Creek Ranch so I'd have a whole day to enjoy the high elevations where the chickadee would be. I reached the entrance to the ranch at mid-afternoon when we were starting to get a few snow flurries. While planning my trip, it never occurred to me that I might need winter boots, a shovel, and sand or kitty litter, much less snow tires on my car. I had plenty of warm clothes, but had not thought to prepare for winter driving, which was especially short-sighted because I'd be driving all the way home to northern Minnesota as Thanksgiving approached. There were a few small bits of snow here and there in the vegetation as I drove to Cave Creek Ranch, and a more thorough dusting covering the ground at the ranch, but I figured that was the most I'd see down there. I didn't have enough time to get up into the mountains that day, and so I spent the rest of the afternoon reveling in and photographing feeder birds and javelinas at the ranch. I woke at first light to 2 or 3 inches of snow on the ground, as beautiful as it was disconcerting. My car could easily handle that even without snow tires if I took it slow and easy, but I knew that the snow depth would increase as I went up the mountain, and I needed to be at a much higher elevation to see the chickadee. To be on the safe side, I waited a couple hours before I set out in hopes that the road up the mountain would get plowed out. When I finally set out up the mountain, the roads had not been touched by plows or other vehicles. It was easy to stay on the road, but sure enough, the snow got deeper and deeper as I climbed. I've done plenty of driving in snow over the years, and for a few miles worked my way slow but steadily up the road. I didn't quite get to Paradise Road and was still a full 6 or 7 miles short of where Russ and I had seen Mexican chickadees before up in Rustler Park. I'd crept along as the snow got deeper and deeper until at last it was up to my front bumper and my car could not go any farther. I had to leave the Chiricahuas the next morning, so I was giving up on my one and only shot at Mexican chickadee for the year. I didn't have leisure to feel sorry for myself. I still had to figure out how to turn my car around in the deep snow to head back down the mountain. All I could do without a shovel was to kick away a path through the snow in front of each of my 4 tires wearing my hiking boots and then get back in the car and try to inch it around in a U-turn. I managed to move the car a couple of feet before I got mired again. I got out, again kicked away snow to make another short path, and again worked the car a couple of feet further. It took 3 or 4 more kicking snow and inching my car forward episodes to get my car perpendicular to the road. I had to kick out the snow from in front of my tires and inch the car forward another 5 or 6 times before it was finally facing the right direction, down the mountain instead of up. I had just opened the car door to get in for the last time when suddenly I heard the chickadee calls of a Mexican chickadee. I thought it was my imagination. How could it not be? But no, there in a conifer next to the road was a chickadee staring at me. Perhaps this little guy heard an odd sound and flew down the mountain to check it out. Or perhaps it took pity on a poor wayfaring stranger traveling through that world of woe. I'll never know what impulse brought it to me or made it call at quite literally the last possible second before I started down the road. It flew away before I could even think to get my camera out of the car. But for one brief shining moment, which is all I really needed, there it was. That Mexican chickadee was surely my best bird ever. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.